Leaders of more than a dozen airlines agreed today to install smoke detectors in the cargo holds of their jetliners. The airlines are acting voluntarily, but they're just one step ahead of the Federal Aviation Administration, which is considering regulations to force the airlines to install even more safety equipment. All this follows the crash of a value jet airliner in Florida this past spring. It is suspected the crash was caused by a fire in the plane's cargo hold. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The airlines acted 7 months after a man called 911 from the Florida Everglades. He'd just seen ValueJet Flight 592 dive into the mud.
Yes, I am fishing at Everglades Holiday Park, and a large jet aircraft has just crashed out here. Large, like airliner size. I do not see any smoke, but I saw a tremendous cloud of mud and dirt go into the sky when it hit.
Investigators suspect that oxygen generators caught fire in the cargo hold, possibly before the plane even took off. But flight data recorders show the pilots didn't know what was happening. Their first clue came when electrical systems failed in flight. The next clue came from passengers, who screamed as smoke filled the cabin. Today, executives of 16 companies met at the White House. President Clinton said the executives promised to install smoke detectors in cargo holds to give pilots more warning.
We cannot make the world risk-free, but we can reduce the risks we face. By putting smoke detectors in every cargo hold of these carriers, we take another step to make our people and our skies safer.
Airlines including Delta, Continental, United, and Northwest say they'll install the smoke detectors in about 3,000 planes at a possible cost of $250 million. ValueJet officials insist they'll install detectors too, though they weren't invited to the White House. But none of the airlines took an even more expensive step. They have not said they will install fire suppression equipment that would allow pilots to put out a fire once they discover it.
It's not that they're not going to be installed, but there are some questions that have to be answered.
Dave Fuscus represents the Air Transport Association, an airline lobbying group. Some planes are already equipped to spray chemicals in cargo holds to put out fires, but Fuscus notes the chemical used has been banned by environmental officials.
Well, there's one system that is technologically feasible that works on an aircraft. It's a halon-based system that shoots out a halon gas. To put that in, there's some very severe environmental ramifications. This is destroys the ozone.
The Federal Aviation Administration could soon issue regulations that force the airlines to find an environmentally friendly system. But as recently as 1993, airlines and the FAA concluded that fire systems weren't worth the expense, since cargo hold fires were extremely rare. Despite the ValueJet crash, they're still rare. Denver-based airline consultant Mike Boyd says airlines need smoke detectors mainly to ease public fears.
It probably is to tell the public that we care about safety, although putting this equipment on these airplanes probably is not going to measurably improve safety, but, how do you measure that one life?
The ValueJet crash changed public perceptions. It altered government priorities, and that was enough to convince airlines to spend hundreds of millions of dollars guarding against a one-in-a-million possibility of fire. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.